He spoke, and as he passed, recklessly kicked Odysseus on the hip, but did not force him from the pathway. Fixed he stood. Odysseus doubted whether to spring and with his cudgel take his life, or to lift him in the air and dash his head upon the ground. But he was patient, and, by thought, restrained himself. And now the swineherd, looking him in the face, rebuked the man, and, stretching forth his hands, prayed thus aloud, "Nymphs of the fountain, daughters of Zeus, if ever Odysseus burned on thy altars thighs of lambs and kids, and wrapped them in rich fat, grant this my prayer. May he return, and heaven be his guide. Then would he scatter all the smartness you now recklessly assume, roaming continually around the town, while careless herdsmen let the flock decay." Then answered him Melanthius the goatherd, "So, so, how the cur talks, as if he knew some magic arts. Some day I'll take him on a black and well-benched ship far off from Ithaca, and get me a great fortune. Oh, that Apollo of the silver bow would smite Telemachus at home today, or let him fall before the suitors, as certainly as for Odysseus, far in foreign lands, the day of coming home is lost." So saying, he left them, slowly plodding on, and off he went, and soon he came to the king's palace. Entering at once, he took his seat among the suitors over against Eurymachus, for he liked him best of all. Then those who served passed him a portion of the meat, while the grave housekeeper brought bread and set before him for him to eat. Meantime, Odysseus and the noble swineherd halted as they drew near, while round them came notes of the hollow lyre. For Phemius lifted up his voice to sing before the suitors. And taking the swineherd by the hand, Odysseus said, "Surely, Aeneas, this is the goodly palace of Odysseus, easy to notice even among many. Building joins building here. The court is built with wall and cornice, and a double gate protects. No man may scorn it. I notice, too, that a great company are banqueting within, for the savory steam mounts up, and in the house resounds the lyre, made by the gods the fellow of the feast." And the swineherd, Eumaeus, you answered him and said, "You notice quickly. Dull of thought in nothing. Come, then, and let us plan what we must do. You enter the stately building first and mingle with the suitors, while I stay here behind. Or, if you like, wait you and I will go. But do not linger long, or somebody may spy you at the door and throw a stone or strike you. Take care, I say.